Fantastic. Now, I feel that I should possibly be whispering to my next guest on the phone. Adrian McLaughlin, good morning.
Good morning, Pam. How are you?
I'm very well. And the reason I should be whispering to Adrian is Adrian was celebrating last night, and rightly so. Adrian, as manager of our fantastic five-star Merchant Hotel in Belfast, picked up the Best UK Hotel of the Year award at the International Hotel Awards.
That's
congratulations.
Right, thank you very much, Pam. Thank you. Yes, good night was had.
Now, knowing the hotels that there are around the UK, this is one heck of an honour for the Merchant, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's really good. Oftentimes when we enter the UK award arena, we just get overlooked. But this was a real coup de grace. We were up against the Savoy Hotel. We were up against Chewton Glen in Hampshire, and we came through. So it was really, really good.
And it's a tremendous accolade for all the staff, and so many of the staff have been with the Biancor Bill Woolsey's group for such a long time as well.
Yeah, I mean, we're into our sixth year now in the Merchant, and it is the staff that make it. As you well know, they provide the experiences that get us these awards, so I'm really pleased for them. And I know I'm still in London at the moment, but I certainly know there's a real buzz around the hotel this morning.
And what did the judges have to say about the hotel?
They just enjoyed the blend of architecture. So the two interiors, so you have the old bank interior that most people will be aware of, and then the recent extension with the Art Deco side of the hotel. They loved that blend. And then, of course, they just loved the service and how we put everything together with via the staff.
And when the judges came over, was it blind visiting or did you know that they were there?
No, we didn't know they were there. There was a detailed application process that we sent in our application, and no, then it was a blind experience thereafter. So,
and
we didn't know they were there.
You as they say in Northern Ireland, you got a queer gunk when the nominations came through.
Yeah, no, we're very pleased, and the award ceremony itself was a bit strange because all the nomination process had already taken place. So everyone in the room last night was going to win, but you just didn't know what you were going to win and how much you were going to win. So, you know, we could have come away with a highly commended certificate, but actually we came away with Best UK Hotel, which is brilliant.
And not only that, but you were nominated for Best International Hotel.
Well, yes, we then you win the UK award, and then the evening goes on, and the announcement then comes through for the Best International Hotel. Now, we didn't see that one through, unfortunately. A very nice hotel in Dubai won that one.
Well, I know that it's the Jumeirah at Palm Beach, at the Palm in Dubai,
yeah,
won that, and that's one heck of a hotel. But still, to be in a category with the likes of that hotel, as well as the Savoy that was in the UK hotel, that's quite an accolade and an achievement too.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm quite proud that, you know, the Merchant, the Savoy, and the Palm are mentioned in one sentence, and certainly says a lot for what we do. So yeah, it's very, very good. Yeah, we're all very proud of it.
And one thing that hotels can never do is rest on their laurels. Now, you've expanded just about throughout Belfast. There's not much more you can expand, but every time you go to the hotel, there has to be something different, and guests, while they like the familiarity, they still want to have different things happening.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, you know, we recently opened a champagne bar in the hotel. We're looking at developing our roof garden concept. You know, we're considering ideas of maybe putting an ice rink up there next December.
Oh, you're having a laugh.
Well, we're considering it. So we don't stand still. And you're right, you need to keep moving. And I think we're quite good. I mean, yesterday before the awards, I spent some time in the Berkeley Hotel. I spent some time in the Dorchester Hotel. And you know, we need to do our research, and that's what we do. We come back with some ideas and we keep developing things. So we don't stand still. We never do.
Do you think that people from the rest of the UK, while Northern Ireland did get overlooked for a while, I was talking to somebody earlier on today about stag weekends and hen weekends throughout the world. Northern Ireland was seen very much as the second cousin to the hotel industry throughout the rest of the UK. But now they are starting to sort of think, oh, heavens, we may have underestimated you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, that's been going on for a while. I mean, when people come and have the experience, they always go away happy. And it's like, we found a little gem here. No one else knows about it. Let's keep it secret, nearly. Mm. And that's the kind of vibe that's going on. I certainly feel that. But I think this year with the Titanic, I think with the Giant's Causeway, and everything that's going to happen for tourism this year, I really do think Belfast is really well placed to capitalise on that going forward for the first time properly and in volume, you know. So yeah, no, we're beginning to mature, I think, is how I would describe it.
And what's lovely about, while everybody is doing, you know, fighting their own corner, all the hotels have to get the beds filled, There is competition is good, and there's also that great camaraderie of the hotels in Belfast saying, right, what can we do in general as a mass to create more tourism and get the people in?
Oh, no, we talk to each other, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's different associations and hotel federations and the tourist board. We're a small town, a small city, and so we should use all our that to our advantage and communicate well. If you're in London, running a hotel in London, you're literally running your own hotel. That's it. You don't speak to anyone. You don't get involved. But I think the hoteliers and the tourism people actually communicate well and contribute. There's a real team effort for tourism, definitely.
Well, Adrian, congratulations to you. Safe trip back to Belfast. Are you having a celebratory lunch or are you getting on the plane?
Yes, we're just about to have lunch now, and then we're flying home at 3 o'clock.
And where are you having lunch somewhere nice?
No, it's a very rustic New York style joint called Spontino. Very, very good.
Soho area.
So you got it.
You need stodge, don't you, Adrian? Adrian, congratulations to all at the Merchant. Do pass on my congratulations, and I look forward to the celebratory party.
Appreciate that, Pam. Thank
Take
you.
Take care, Adrian. And
bye-bye.
Well done to the Merchant. And in fact, all our hoteliers are doing so well in the UK. But the Merchant Hotel, best UK hotel. I think it's well deserved.